Hello.
Hey,
Kevin Keeney, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I'm back on afternoons. Kevin, I'm so happy.
Finally.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Can you even imagine? I mean, you can't be a morning person, are you?
No, I am still in bed.
Oh, so it just changed a month ago, and I feel like I've got this totally new life again. I'm, like, so happy.
That is wonderful. You got the whole team over there. You're running there. You got everybody down there.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah, you got Steve and English Nick.
English
and
Nick.
Von Esler.
I know.
Great.
It's a good place to be, I'll tell you that.
I love it. It's a new era.
So how are you doing? How were the shows at City Winery?
They were great. It was, you know, everyone was totally different. Had a lot of really good special guests, and, you know, it's an interesting room. It's like a Vegas showroom kind of thing, you know. It's cool. Have you been there yet?
Yeah, I have. I've been there. I haven't seen a show yet. It's a great room. It seems like it would sound very good, too. Do you enjoy
it? It sounds great, yeah. It sounds great.
And I bet that McDougal Blues went over real well.
That was a sold-out one, yeah.
Cool.
$50.
I thought that it was brilliant that City Winery got you in there for that whole thing. And then you did a 40-watt, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the 40-watt on the Monday to rehearse.
How long?
But that one turned out pretty great because Bill Berry from REM came and played. So that was pretty, you know.
I love him. He's just such a sweet guy. I love that he's playing with you guys.
Yeah.
Talking about live shows, when I saw you perform, I watched that Georgia Music Hall of Fame show on television. Oh,
yeah.
You guys were amazing. I was blown away. I could not believe how the musicianship was so great, and you were just, it was like it was meant to be that night or something. That was phenomenal. Tell me about that.
Well, there was a lot of people on stage. I can't even remember.
God, Michelle Malone, Joey Huffman.
And we had Jeff Sullivan come in from California.
Yes.
And Peter Buck and Warner Hodges from the Jason Escorches, who's our guitar player. Sometimes.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Kevin, it was really one of those things where I thought if somebody did not know Driving and Crying and did not know what they were about, I just, you know, anybody, it was astounding how great it was.
It was a super group. Yeah, I think that, you know, well, we tried to represent our fans as best we could because that the whole ceremony was really, it validates our fans more than us. You know, it's like, we got a lot of fans who are like, man, nobody knows who you guys are, man. You guys are great. You know, we're like, well, thanks, man. You know, it's like, you know, it's really great for them because we have a lot of people who have been champions of us for quite a while and in little towns all over Georgia. So it was really special. I was nervous, you know.
You were? I would never have known it.
I don't like suits. I like suit coats or suits.
You said that, yes.
It was okay. Yeah, I mean, I did my best to make any sense at all.
I remember I talked to you, came into the studio with me right before you did that, and you were like, if you want to see me in a suit, now's your chance.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
We're really looking forward to see Driving and Crying again. And then at this Chastain Park show for Rock Chastain, tell me how you got involved with this. And it's going to be October 15th, by the way, at Chastain Park.
Well, we did it a couple of years ago. We were invited by Ed Rowland. He's the one who helped us get in the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, too. He's been a champ. He's one of those guys. He's been a champion of Driving and Crying for a long time. And I think he turned us on to the Chastain thing a couple of years ago. We did it, was it with Fred Schneider?
And Cindy Wilson also, yeah.
And it was a great show. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We'd like to do it again. You know, I'm not mistaken, I think it supports the Kiwi Chastain Park.
Yeah, it's the Chastain Park Conservancy. And I
Conservancy.
Didn't even... Look, yeah. Kevin, I've lived here my whole life, and I had no idea that there was a Chastain Park Conservancy. And it's like right in the middle of the golf course. Like, you turn on this old road, and you go back there, and there are goats and chickens and gardens.
Right.
And it's just this cool old barn. And what they do for that area is amazing. But they've got to have money to do it. So that's what the proceeds are going for this concert.
I am happy to contribute my effort to keeping those chickens happy.
There you go. You should see the goat. I'm telling you, the goat is very handsome.
And the goat is very handsome. Yes. He does love a goat.
Let me ask you, what is it like to play Chastain? I mean, it's such a great venue, and it's such an iconic venue for Atlanta.
You know, it's above our usual place that we usually play. You know, I love to go, I love to see people there. It's like you say, it's Chastain. Chastain. It's an Atlanta institution. You know, Sinatra played there. And,
I know. I saw him play there.
I've seen Dylan there. And, you did see Sinatra
there. I did see that. I brought my mom, and another friend of mine brought her mom, and we all went to see Sinatra there.
It's just like an iconic venue. It's like the Fox. There's a lot of history in those dressing rooms and just the way that it's run. And it's, I love sitting out in the audience, like with all the stone walls. And I saw Bob Dylan there one time. R.E.M. was going and invited me to go sit with them. And so I sat there and watched the Dylan show, and it was a really good era where he was doing Gates of Eden, and there was a lunar eclipse. It was just
My gosh.
It was great, yeah. So I have a lot of good memories there. Driver Crime played there in the Flybeat era, I think. I'm not quite sure. I had my daughter with me, and, you know, I think I was being a dad. You know, I was feeding and changing diapers before I played. I was just thinking, like, oh, this time we're bringing a guy who's a friend of ours from Charleston, South Carolina, who is a great guitar player. His name is Mark Bryan, and he's the guitar player for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's a really great guitar player. He filled in a show for us about 4 or 5 months ago. And this guy learned every song better than I know him. And they had to teach me some of them. I was like, no, I think that's an A7th or A minor there, man. I was like, I think you're right.
Oh, wow.
So we're really excited about bringing him to the Chastain. It's just going to be great.
And who else is on stage with you? I know Tim, of course.
It'll just be me, Tim, and Mark Bryan, and Dave Johnson is our drummer. But you never know. That's the thing. Day of show, you never know who's going to show up. So
Ed Roland and the Sweet Tea Project are also playing the Whiskey Gentry.
And the Ed Roland Sweet Tea thing is just really great.
I
just love it.
That's wonderful.
One of my favorite versions of him. Yeah.
I can't wait to see you all together. What else is going on with you? Are you recording anything? I know Driving and Crying's going out for several shows, right? You're going overseas too, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to Holland. We're taking Mark Bryan with us over to Holland, and then and then we're going to England to open up for Dan Baird from the Georgia Satellites. You know,
I love that.
He's got a band called Homemade Sin with our guitar player Warner. So Warner's doing double duty at Driver to Cry's opening for Homemade Sin in England, doing a little England tour. Yeah, we just came back from Chicago and in Minneapolis and had some sold out shows there. We're feeling pretty good. We're having a lot of fun.
I love it. I love it. And I always feel like I've just been with you from the beginning, so it always makes me happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
Plus, I think that if we ever got married with the Kevin Kinney and the Katie Kylie thing, there'd be something very special there.
I love it.
I do, too.
There's always time.
Yeah, you're right. The way we're living, I don't know. But
we have some pretty interesting bath towels.
Yes, we would.
They look like strikeouts.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend, I just adore you. Anything else you want to add for your Atlanta fans?
Come see us. Every show's different. So we're looking forward to being there. And just come enjoy. Come enjoy us.
October 15th, Rock Chastain with Driving and Crying. I'll be there, too, and looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, keep on rocking in the free world.
You got it.